welcome to the first episode of Raising Radicals. My name is Veda, and I will be using aliases to try and maintain privacy for both my family and myself. I have a biological daughter with reactive attachment disorder, anxiety, and ADHD. I will be referring to her as my radical, my baby, my radish, my ratty, something along those lines. But yeah, that'll be her. So I call these kids radicals because I find this to be one of the most fitting names for them due to the history of the word. So radical came from the Latin adjective radicalis, which meant of or relating to a root, and the Latin word radix meant root. So knowing this and knowing reactive attachment disorder children, these kids are influenced daily by their roots. The abuse and neglect they experienced has left them stunted and raw and consistently in survival mode. These children's roots were damaged and poisoned and unwatered. Some of these kids had their roots torn out of the ground, replanted, then expected to thrive in soil that isn't nourished specifically for them. So, in turn, these children display radical behaviors, such as aggression, cruelty, destruction, abuse, lying, manipulation, violence, and a lot more. Self-sabotage. Anyway, so, but some of us caregivers are able to see and experience moments where these kids are radical in positive ways too, like radically honest, radically loving, radically insightful, radically intelligent, and it can go on. So if radical is not the right word to describe these complex children, I really have no idea what is. I want to start off by saying I am not doing this in a studio. I am in my bedroom. I am not a professional speaker, so I will stumble over my words. I will say and I'll talk to myself. So yeah, just letting you know. Anyway, so my goals for this podcast is to just be radically real. That's my favorite word, radical. So we're going to be talking about both positive and negative topics when it comes to reactive attachment disorder and these children, about mental health, all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to do my best not to censor my thoughts and my feelings. And I want to encourage you to also not censor your truth, and we'll get to kind of my guidelines for that when it comes to this in just a little bit. Okay, so I also have four main objectives. My first is to help spread real life experiences about these struggles of mental health. So that'll include, you know, reactive attachment disorder. That's the main disorder that we will be focusing on, but as anybody who raises these children know, this disorder manifests itself in multiple ways. So like anxiety, PTSD, ADHD, sensory processing disorders. I've heard of Tourette's, other neurological disorders. All kinds of stuff. So, you know, we're gonna be talking and putting out real life stories about these things to just help raise awareness and to, you know, build a community where we can come together and be heard for reals, and understood for real. So, second, here we go. Right, ties right in. I want to create a community where rad caregivers can find each other. I'm going to encourage you to go out and do that. Find each other. Because I want this to be our village. You know, it's a, everybody says it takes a village to raise a child. Well, if you have a rad child, the village doesn't want you because the village doesn't understand, you know, your kid and where you're coming from. So I want to create a radical village where we can share our stories, share the things we've tried, what's worked, what hasn't worked, you know, get some new ideas from each other, and you know, try it at home and then talk about it. And then mostly I want to make a community where we can safely vent about being a rad caregiver, because that's not easy in our society. Nobody wants to hear about these kids being able to manipulate grown adults and, you know, having it in them to actually hurt people and not have, you know, the empathy that society thinks these little kids should have. So, you know, we need that space. Raising a reactive attachment disorder child is hard. It's hard, and it's lonely, and totally misunderstood. So we need and we deserve a space. So I'm trying to make that. Next, I want to provide a place for really anyone, but especially people wishing to foster or adopt. I want to make a place for people who have had trauma backgrounds, and they're going to become parents, because we need to be real about what can occur when a child with a traumatic background enters a family. You know, I keep hearing from people who adopt or foster that they weren't really warned or prepared for the children that came into their house. You know, this these kids are essentially sugar-coated behavior-wise by the social workers or the adoption agency, you know, essentially just telling them, yeah, this kid might have problems, but not really talking about the extent of these problems. And it damages families. These families are wanting to share their love and bring people in, and they're not getting what they expected. Nobody tells them that these kids come from hard backgrounds, and the way that that background affects them is that they don't know how to be in a loving family. They don't know how to handle love, because their history has taught them that they have to do weird, messed up things to get their needs met, because they had to rely on themselves. So when they come into these homes of these parents that just want to give them, you know, all their love, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to accept it. And then these parents are blindsided by, you know, this kid who comes in and maybe starts beating up on their biological kids, or starts triangulating the parents and causing fights between the parent system, and you know, sometimes that ends up in divorce. And sometimes there's just people who are not cut out for this, and it causes more damage to the child because they don't know how to handle it, and so this kid ends up back in the system and, you know, trying again. So we need to, like, really talk about it so the proper supports can start to come about, and people aren't just jumping into this thinking that they're, you know, going to make this big happy family and no problems are going to occur. So this needs to be talked about. This is real, it's here, and it's important. Like, these are future adults, and we need to know how to take care of them, how to raise them. That was long and rambling, so moving on. Really, lastly, I just want to help change the stigma around these kids. I don't know about any of you other rad caregivers, but trying to explain this to people, you might as well be telling people that your kid's a psychopath, right? But sorry, that's not the right word. Sociopath. Regardless, you know, this disorder scares people, especially when it's misunderstood, and because the behaviors can be so big and so violent and so, what's that word? You know, just out of the ordinary for kids. Sinister, there you go. Sometimes it seems like their behavior seems so sinister. You know, nobody knows how to handle it, and a lot of people come from this perspective that children don't know how to manipulate, and they don't know how to control themselves, or not control themselves. They don't know. Pause. Start over. Trying to explain this to people is, it's just difficult. Unless you're living in it, you don't get it. And it sucks, and it's lonely, and I feel the more that we talk about it and we be honest, even when it's uncomfortable, and even when you know, people may not believe us, we need to be honest about it. Because we know the truth. Like, we know what we're raising, and we're trying to, you know, show people that these kids are beautiful. They are so beautiful, but they're difficult. They're difficult because they're scared. They're scared, and they've been hurt, and their poor little brains have you know, adapted to just try to survive and figure it out, and love is a threat. So the more we talk about it, whether it be in our community of safety, because you know, we know about it, or we try to tell others, there's a stigma around it, and we need to change that. So you know, I want to talk about our stories so we can get that out there, raise the awareness that these are kids and they need help, and we need help, and, you know, we deserve to be heard. So, sorry, I am, like I said, I am not a professional speaker. I have notes and everything in front of me, but a lot of this is coming, you know, from my heart, out of my head, and it all gets jumbled up. Sorry. So anyway, I have some warnings. So this podcast may not be for you. So children in general are a touchy subject, right? Like, nobody wants to be told how to parent, you know, told what to do with their kids, that, you know, nobody wants to be criticized, or whatever. You know, it's gross, it doesn't feel good. So then you add a rad kid into it, and it gets even more sensitive, way sensitive. So I have some rules. Rule number one is, I really We're going to be empathetic. Rule number one is be empathetic. You know, if someone is brave enough to express their feelings and their story or their truth, you know, check yourself before you comment. Like, your criticism and your opinions don't really matter. Like, that's not helpful. But what is helpful is empathizing with each other. You know, when you empathize, you give another person the strength to also empathize. And that is the only way that society is going to move forward, is by trying to understand each other. Life's hard. We all have dealt with hard things, and some of us deal with it better than others. But regardless, just don't be a jerk. You know, if somebody shares something, be nice, be supportive, like, just try to understand. It may be hard for some, you know, because you may not have learned that. But anyway, that's one of my rules, is be empathetic, be supportive. I want this to be a safe place where we can disagree on things and not have it be immature and childish with name-calling and criticism and bullying or making fun. None of that, okay? I mean, this is going to be positive. At least try. And then my second rule is spread hope. Let's spread some hope. Being a caregiver for radicals can be so lonely because we can't take these kids everywhere. You know, our family and friends don't necessarily understand what we're dealing with. So, you know, we're told that we're being too hard on them, or our boundaries are too strict, or, you know, that their kid does that too, you know, that they've dealt with it before. If we take these kids out in public, there's nothing to say that they aren't going to try and mommy and daddy shop by talking to strangers and or manipulating a scene in a grocery store to try to make us look like bad parents and get us in trouble. Or, you know, so we have to be really careful about who we go around, who we let into our lives, where we go. I mean, going to the store is hard. So, like, let's spread some hope. If you're going to join us, help me create this space where you can come to be understood, where you can come to be heard, and be an ally to others, and find allies for yourself. Let's join together. If you're not a rad caregiver, but you're listening, like, first off, thank you. Second off, please listen with an open mind and an open heart, because we need help, and sometimes the caregivers are scared to ask for help. So if you hear these stories and it resonates with you because you know somebody who maybe tells you, you know, similar situations with their kids, you know, listen, see what stresses, like, what the stressors are. Learn the stories of those close to you or of those not close to you, whatever. And just try to, like, be there for them. Be somebody who's not gonna run away from this diagnosis because it's wild. Because it's hard. It'll be helpful, and no matter in any way that you can, I know you'll learn ways on here to be helpful and an ally. Yeah. So okay. Now it's done with the rules. My last warning, I guess, is I will be using adult language on here. So if you find curse words offensive, this might not be your favorite podcast. I'm going to try not to drop as many curse words as I can, but they'll slip. It's one of my habits, so I, yeah. Just be prepared for that. So that's the end of this episode. I want to give a heads up for the next episode because I will be telling our story, and our story's kind of rough, and at least from my writing, my story's kind of long. I'm gonna try to keep it no more than an hour. So, it might come out one or two episodes, I don't know. But there are gonna be some triggering topics in it. They won't be very detailed because even I will not be able to handle that. I'm not ready for that. So, if you can't listen and you just want to wait until other episodes come out, that's totally fine. I understand. I want everybody to listen to what resonates with them, what helps them. I'm not here to make you uncomfortable, but some of the things that I talk about may be uncomfortable. So, please try to take care of yourself by understanding, my content. So I hope to see you, not see you. Wow. I hope to talk to you all again, I guess. I have no idea. And we'll see what this grows into, if it even grows into anything. I just want to be out here trying to make that space because I don't want to be alone in this. And I'm sure there's plenty of others who also don't want to be alone in this. So if we have to do this, let's do it together. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. And until next time.